So what I stumbled across yesterday, and this is quite a literal example of God being dead. Now, we've all heard of clickbait on YouTube, but I have found that there is Christian clickbait. And I found a video called Top 10 Things That Will Absolutely Happen in Heaven.
Wow. So if you're religious, you want to know.
You want to know. Now, one of these top 10 things that will absolutely happen in heaven is all your dreams will come true. Quite unspecifically, doesn't matter what they are, God's going to grant them to you.
Yeah, okay.
But I kind of want to know, how does he know that?
I wonder if I Google it or if I YouTube it, if I'll get a little visual on this dude. We might even be able to pull up a bit of audio from him. So top 10 things that will happen in heaven. Man, so if we just, it's 20 minutes long. Why don't we just skip ahead, and I wonder if he's numbered it or anything like that. We've just got this bit here.
The gospel, it says, and when he had spoken these things,
oh, okay,
while they beheld,
so he does have sources.
He was
sources.
Taken up,
yeah,
and a cloud received him out of their sight.
I got to ask, guys, I've presented Christian clickbait to you.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite literal in our God is dead mission. What do you think? Does this prove that God is dead or alive?
God, it's so hard because it is about God.
Yeah, and I mean, if we watch the full 20, maybe we might know more. I just want to know a few more things. Like, will he be there?
That was actually one of them. God will be there.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, look, this guy would have us, I guess, believe that, yeah, no, there's no way God's dead because these are the top 10 things that are going to happen in heaven. Like you say as well, we haven't watched his video, so it's hard to really know. But I mean, look, I guess my issue with clickbait in general is there's a reason behind it. It's like he could, I mean, sure, it'd be a long title, but it's interesting he hasn't in the description just written down the top 10 things. You've got to watch. And don't know if there's ads here. I think there is at least one ad. So, you know, he is getting paid to reveal the top 10 things that happen in heaven.
Because you imagine that in the Bible, you're just kind of reading along, you know, you're halfway through Matthew and all of a sudden there's just an ad for Squarespace.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I in general, well, this might be interesting because you guys both have pretty poppin' online presence and you know about strategy. So for me, I'm not a big clickbait fan, but is it necessary in 2019 that you've just almost got to have it to make any, like, get any traction out there, do you think?
I think the term clickbait has this connotation of, you know, the top 10 things that will shock you.
Yeah.
But there's another type of clickbait that I think we all naturally do when we do write things like YouTube titles or when we do write things that we want people to click on or swipe up on.
Mm.
And I think employing that is, I don't know, it's quite intuitive.
So yes.
Yes. Precisely.
I like the anti-clickbait, like making breakfast featuring depression.
Oh yeah.
It's all there. You know exactly what
I'm
you're going to see.
On that.
You know what I mean?
I am
That's the anti-clickbait that I'm signing up for.
Yeah.
I don't really want a top 10, but I would like you to say 21 minutes of me objectively spiraling featuring potential presence of God.
Yeah.
I would click that immediately.
So that's more desirable to
click
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn. And what do you think?
Well, as to whether God's abandoned us,
yeah,
I think he has.
Oh.